I have here with me Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos, the granddaughter of Puerto Rican independence hero Pedro Albizu Campos. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks to you for inviting me.
We wanted to talk with you about the situation in Puerto Rico right now. We know that there's been a wave of protests all across Puerto Rico against Governor Ricardo Rosselló. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it has been a great surprise for everybody because it was like an explosion, what happened in Puerto Rico. And the whole people, the whole nation are on the street, are on the streets, not only in San Juan. In San Juan, it has been the greatest manifestations in San Juan, but we have also manifestations in Lares, in Jayuya, in Utuado, in different cities of the country, and everybody is protesting because it's not only to change the governor, the colonial governor, which is Pedro Rosselló right now, for another as corrupted as him. It's a matter of finally deciding what is going to happen with Puerto Rico. And you know, the people are full of energy and rage. It's many rage on the streets of San Juan in the whole Puerto Rico territory, because the colonial system in Puerto Rico, the colonial apparatus in Puerto Rico, had collapsed, and everybody is asking for a change that will develop a new form. A political system to Puerto Rico. I think that precisely it's not only a social problem or a social protest. I think that it is a political phenomena, because it's a matter of colonization. It's a matter of that a country is there is no more ways to resolve this problem that to oblige the U.S. to enter to a decolonization process, helped of course by the United Nations.
It all began with a series of leaked messages between Rosselló and some members of his government.
Yeah.
And they were using like derogatory, homophobic, and xenophobic language against political opponents, against political figures, even musicians, journalists. It all began.
And women, many women.
Yeah.
Political women.
But people are also questioning the use of the funds after the hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico and 2 years ago, and thousands of people are still suffering from the consequences.
Yes, that's all. And there is something curious in this all these events. Yesterday, it was the greatest manifestation that was called by the musicians. René, from Calle 13, and others. Bad Bunny, yes. And Ricky Martin. Went also to Puerto Rico. But I had a friend who told me yesterday that she tried to send by using the Facebook online. She tried to send what was happening in San Juan, on the streets in San
Juan.
Your
friend.
Yes, my friend was trying to, how we say in English, this to film, no?
Uh-huh.
To take a video of what happened and to send it online. And it was impossible. That it was a cut on the internet yesterday in Puerto Rico.
So.
Yes. So the authorities, not also, went to take a great repression.
Freedom of press.
Yeah, but they also cut the possibility to transmit online what was happening in those moments. Mm-hmm. And also, there was a cut on the flights, mm-hmm. because we have a friend in New York, a member of our party, of the national party, who was trying to get to Puerto Rico yesterday morning, and he couldn't because all flights to Puerto Rico and the Caribbean
were canceled.
Interesting, no?
You know what Rosselló has said publicly? He's not stepping down.
No, yeah. He said that.
And the people said they won't give up until they have stepped down.
Yeah. But this is a problem not only from Rosselló. I think that it is all a maneuver from the U.S., the U.S., the imperialism. It's a political maneuver where they are trying to establish the system. You know, the ELA, the Estado Libre mm-hmm. Asociado of Puerto Rico, had collapsed. U.S. Congress and U.S. judiciary and the U.S. president, the three powers of the United States said on 2016 that there was no contract with Puerto Rico, that the ELA simply did not exist. Mm-hmm. And Puerto Rico is treated under the Constitution of the United States, the colonial clause they have, the territorial clause they have. And so everything that went from 1953 to 2016 simply disappeared. Yeah, there is no ELA. It's not existing, that system, that political system. So I think that Estados Unidos, the U.S. government, is trying to implement a new form of political form to Puerto Rico, to his colony.
A new form of domination.
A new form of domination. And this is part
of that strategy.
Of that strategy. This, what is happening here, they are not ajenos, strangers to all these problems. I think they are, you know, they create the crisis that permit them to then appear as the salvadores, you know, the one who are helping the whole world because they are the best ones, you know, they are. And it's not. They create the crisis and they use that crisis to their own interests. So I think this is part of a whole maneuver they are trying to permit them to implement their new form of, or the new strategy for Puerto Rico, colonial strategy for Puerto Rico.
You think it would be easy for them to deceive the Puerto Rican at this very moment? Do you think the Puerto Rican people will be deceived again?
Well, I think we are not in 1953, and history, although they are trying to wipe out the history from the memory of the Puerto Ricans. We remember that in 1953 they simply deceived the international community with the resolution.
Puerto Ricans on the island and also abroad, living abroad.
Yes, in Madrid, in España, in the U.S., you know, they are all
It's unprecedented in modern history.
Yes, something, you know, it's like a hope for us. We are not, because Maria happened and nothing happened in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. And people are still suffering.
And people are still homeless. I think that people were so astonished and were suffering the whole tragedy of that hurricane that they simply don't, nothing happened in Puerto Rico. But now, it's a rage on the streets of San Juan and the whole territory of Puerto Rico and abroad.
Come together as a nation, as a people.
It's something unprecedented. Yes.
It's good. Well, we keep an eye on the
yes,
situation.
Yes, we have to keep an eye on that.
You know, Cuba has always supported Puerto Rico's independence and will be with you all the way.
The solidarity of Cuba is exceptional.
Yes. Thank you for being here with us.
No, thank you to you.